Mic check. Today I'm going to talk about text messaging and business etiquette. Texting is quick, and for routine message, it is often the best alternative to a phone call or email. Given the popularity of text messaging, etiquette experts are taking note. Here are some suggestions they offer for their considerate and professional use of texting. First is timing. Don't text when calling would be inappropriate or rude. For example, at a performance, a restaurant, in a meeting, or a movie theater. Don't text or answer your phone during face-to-face conversation. If others use their cell phones while talking to you, you may excuse yourself until they stop. Number two, introducing. Identify yourself when texting a new contact who doesn't have your phone number. Three, addressing. Check that you are texting the correct phone number to avoid embarrassment. If you receive a message by mistake, alert the sender. No need to respond to the message itself. Avoid sending confidential, private, or potential embarrassing text. Number four, expressing. Don't use text messages to notify others of sad news, sensitive business manager. Don't use text messages to notify others of sad news, sensitive business manager. What the heck? Don't use text messages to notice others of sad news, sensitive business matters, or urgent meetings unless you wish to set up a phone call about the subject. And lastly, responding. Don't expect an instant reply. As with email, we don't know when the recipient will read the message.